I really never got anything going until the ninth inning and had runners at second and third with nobody out, but just couldn't get anybody in. And so, like I told you just a moment ago, tough to win games when you can't score, isn't it?
We never have won one. No runs. The guys were complaining that they couldn't see because of the haze or the time of the day, I guess. And they didn't score any runs until the fifth inning. When it got dark, they could start seeing the ball a little bit better. But, they threw some good arms at us today. And, I thought we pitched well.
Yeah, your plan went to what you told me before the game. But, after we found out that we are definitely going to be in the conference tournament, you were going to pitch Maton 4 or 5 innings. He goes 5, and then you pitch Gilly. Did not have his best at it. Gave up more runs today in relief than he has all year. And then Dudley pitched the final inning.
Yeah, if he's going to have a bad outing, Gilly, I'm glad it was today. But, I thought we pitched well enough to win and played good defense. It's just we just couldn't generate. We got fisted time and time again and struck out. And I told them after the second inning when they had 6 strikeouts, I said, guys, you're going to set the NCAA record with 27 strikeouts if we don't do something different.
Well, he ended up with 12 strikeouts the way it was.
Actually, it's not bad for where he started.
Yeah,
He started off the first 6, I think. But, they pitched well today. They really pitched well. And we're, I don't know if we're trying to get over that week-long break we had or what, but it's a combination of something that's not clicking for us right now. And we're going to stumble into that tournament, and we got to generate something somewhere quick.
Yeah, you got to find out how to fix it. I know it's in a quick turnaround, and of course you have a final game tomorrow afternoon, and you have Peterson, and how are you going to deal tomorrow pitching wise? Yeah. I'm sure Peterson will probably be about the same as Maton was.
No, he won't be as long because
really?
It's Sunday, and he'll probably throw in the tournament either Thursday or Friday. So Peterson's going to go 45 pitches top, 3 innings. Sadberry throw 2 probably, and then I got 4 or 5 younger guys that's going to throw each an inning. Carlisle, Doss, Anthony, those guys, Hessen, they each go throw 1 inning. We got to throw them because, when you get in the tournament, if you keep winning, you got to play 4 games to win it all. In our position, if you lose a game, you got to play 6 to possibly win it. So you've got to stay out of that loser's bracket. And if we would happen to get in the loser's bracket, these guys that hadn't pitched in a while, they got to throw an inning tomorrow, win or lose. The game tomorrow means absolutely nothing because, they started right there. They started their number 2 starter and brought their number 3 starter in the third inning today. And, so they had 2 or 3 good arms going at us today. And you look up at the scoreboard and all of them are 92 to 94 miles an hour. And, it's hard for our guys to pick up the ball. And it's just a tough day for us.
Explain a couple of plays to me. First, Gebhardt, bunt at the plate. Did they rule that he was out of the batter's box or did it hit him? What was the ruling on that?
No, he said that both feet were clearly out of the front of the batter's box, which is hard to do. Called him out, and I said, Rich, I hadn't seen that called in 20 years of coaching, or 25 years, whatever I've been coaching. I'd never seen that called. He goes, Coach, I wouldn't have called, but he crossed in front of the plate. Not only was out of the box, he's in front of the plate, so I can't argue that. And the second question you're going to ask me in second,
right,
when we had a hit and run on one, and there's a swing and miss, and Kyle shut it down and went back. Rashawn continued to second, and both guys were standing on the bag, and I yelled at them, both of y'all stay on the bag, and that's what we do until they point, you're out, and you're safe. And when the umpire pointed at Orangeburg and told him he was out, he took his foot off the bag and tagged him for the second out, because Rashawn was out. Orangeburg has the right to go back to the bag, and, what can you say? He called him out, double play, and that ended that inning.
Yeah, it was kind of confusing for everybody up here because, to me, from up here, and we're a long ways away from it, it looked like both of them were on the bag, standing on the bag.
Kyle said he didn't step off.
Yeah.
He said he didn't step off the bag, and I was adamant about it. What can you do?
Right.
You can't make him change his call.
And they're not either, most of the time. They're not going to make their... But anyway, with the loss here, that means that Tech will be seeded 6th in the tournament. That means you play the late game on Wednesday night, and it'll be a 7 o'clock Pacific time, 9 o'clock back in the Central Time Zone. And we were talking a little bit about that on the pregame. That would be the only good thing about being seeded 6th. You have to play the late game instead of that afternoon game and that heat in Mesa.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, you get caught playing a 1 o'clock or even a 4 o'clock game out there 2 or 3 days in a row, and it'll wear your kids down in a hurry because they don't realize how much they're sweating. Because your sweat dries up in a hurry, and we got to force them to drink Gatorade and water. I'm okay. No, every inning you're gonna drink. So playing at 7 will be a that'll help.
Well, it's one thing about it, though, you know, hitting-wise, I know you're concerned about that right now. I mean, absolutely. When you can't score runs, pitchers can, you know, they can throw a no-hitter. And if you can't score runs, you're still...
Well, I'm also trying to find somebody to hit behind Alex, because Alex isn't going to get a pitch to hit.
And how about them walking him intentionally in the first inning? Yeah. I mean, that's the respect that he is getting.
Well, and Rashawn had been struggling, so I put Kyle right in the four-hole tonight. And, you know, they look at stat sheet, and they'd much rather pitch to Kyle.
Sure.
And, of course, have a double play in order. So that's the reason I didn't bunt Gephardt later in the game. Down 1-0, Terrasse is let off with a walk,
right,
and I don't bunt Gephardt because they're going to walk out. So I'm banking on Gephardt getting on base or staying out of a double play and having Al bat with one or two guys on. But, you know, we don't have things clicking for us, and, you know, it only takes that one little thing to start clicking, like we got on that five-game winning streak back home. And, you know, if you go into a tournament, you're winning. You're sitting there wondering when you're going to lose a game and your season could end, you know. Hopefully we'll get on that hot streak again. And, you know, I'd sure like to try to salvage tomorrow to have some momentum going in.
Yeah, it's, of course, 1 o'clock Pacific time, 3 o'clock Central time tomorrow afternoon. So we'll be in the heat of the day and try to get a win here tomorrow in this final.
Yeah, and we're going to play a lot of guys. We're going to start some different people possibly. I got to look it over with the coaches tonight and you know, we got to throw all our pitchers, and sure, we can't extend Trevor or Sadberry or anybody that we plan on possibly using on Wednesday or Thursday.
Gilly and Dudley would probably not pitch at all tomorrow.
Dudley might throw one in again tomorrow, yeah, because he threw a short inning tonight, and he could possibly throw one tomorrow. Jamie's going to probably want one tomorrow. If they need the work, they might each throw one short inning, you know, and get them some more work, because those guys like to go out there and pitch. And the more they pitch, the better they are.
Oh, yeah. You know, relief pitchers, how they feel like they want to throw almost every day, don't they? And I know Gilly does.
Absolutely. Gilly, too.
All right. Appreciate